listening to The Terrific Teacherpreneur, a podcast for teachers looking to grow a successful online business. Your host, Alex, was able to transform her Teachers Pay Teachers store from a small side hustle into a profitable full-time business. She now helps other teachers do the same. Listen along for actionable tips and helpful wisdom about business and marketing as a teacherpreneur. Here's your host, Alex.
Hello and welcome to the Terrific Teacherpreneur podcast. I'm your host, Alex, and I am in a super good mood today. I am just so excited, grinning ear to ear, because this episode of the podcast is my 50th episode, and I am just so excited about that. Like, I can't believe I got this far, and I'm really happy and proud of myself, but also immensely grateful to you, to each and every single one of you who listens to this podcast, who rates and like reviews and subscribes to it, who sends me lovely messages on Instagram or in my Facebook group to say thank you and that you love it or you're enjoying it, or you email back to my email list and say that you're excited for the episodes. Honestly, it makes my day. It makes me so happy, and I am so eternally grateful to you. So I thought I would have a little bit of a celebration with this episode to celebrate all of us, and I'm doing a little words of wisdom episode again. So if you do listen to the podcast, you might remember about 10 episodes back when I was on my 40th episode, I did a special collaborative episode called Instagram Words of Wisdom. So I made it Instagram themed, and I messaged a bunch of people on Instagram and said, you know, what are your secrets? And they shared some of their tips for, you know, growing an Instagram as a seller on Teachers Pay Teachers. But this one, I thought I would do just more overall advice. And so I picked five amazing teacher authors to share their words of wisdom with us just about running a business in general and running their TPT stores. So I basically asked them to sort of share just a few sentences, and I sort of said, you know, what are your overall words of wisdom? Like, what advice would you give to a new seller? Or if you could go back in time and do things differently, you know, what would you do? And they shared some really awesome insights. So first up, we have Michelle Griffo from Apples and ABCs. She was a fellow presenter at TPT Forward. She talked about Instagram in her presentation. She is really, really successful on TPT and does create some amazing resources for elementary students. You'll actually notice a little bit of a similar trend. All of the people that I have on the podcast today sharing their advice are all sort of in my niche, because those are people that I really look up to. So I'm sorry that there are no like middle school or high school teachers or anything like that. I do apologize. But the advice they give is amazing regardless of what your niche is. Anyway, Michelle had to say this. My advice to new sellers would be take action and make resources. Start the email list. Post on social media. It's better to jump right in and learn along the way versus waiting to be perfect. What I love about what she had to say was definitely kind of giving us permission to be a bit messy and imperfect in what we do. So whether that's the product that you're working on, you know, that you just keep working on and you never quite feel like it's good enough and you never upload it to TPT, or maybe it's Instagram and you keep trying to make these reels, but they're just never good enough. And so you never post them. Or maybe you just keep laboring over that email to your list, like whatever it is, she is just kind of saying, just do it. And it's okay if it's imperfect. It doesn't have to be perfect. You just have to dive right in. And I think that's really great advice for any aspect of your business. I think that if we just try to be a perfectionist about everything, we will never ever put ourselves out there. And if you never put yourself out there, you're never going to grow your business. Now, Michelle clearly does just dive right in, because she has obviously got a massively successful store, but also Instagram, email list, all these other parts of her business. She clearly just goes for it. And I think that's a really great piece of advice, especially if you're someone listening who can be a bit of a perfectionist sometimes, and you've got things that are sort of just sitting on your computer and you're never quite posting them. Well, Michelle is basically telling you to just do it. And I agree with her there. Now, I want to sort of segue into our next one here, because our next words of wisdom snippet is a little bit about, you know, marketing and stuff too. There's a little bit of a mention of social media on this one as well. So I thought they would relate well to each other. I'm actually really grateful that my teaching pal agreed to do this because she was also featured on my Instagram Words of Wisdom episode. She's just so generous with her time. So if you're listening, thank you. So she said, I started TPT really late in the game, 2017. So it was really disheartening to see my resources show up on page 20, 50, or even 100 of the search results. I quickly realized that I needed to get people to my resources another way. I leveraged the power of social media, specifically Pinterest and Instagram, and used that as an alternate way to make my resources visible. If I were to start over again, I would stop worrying that it was too late or that I missed the boat. It's never too late. I love what she had to say. I think that last bit just about saying just is never too late. You know, there is no missing the boat. You just start now. Even if it's 2021 and you feel like TPC is a little bit more competitive than it was 10 years ago, that may be true. It doesn't mean you can't start your business. Just we're giving you permission here to just start. If you've got something valuable and amazing to offer, you can grow a successful business. So don't let that hold you back if that's one of your fears. But I have to laugh at the irony here where she said she was anxious about her resources being on like page 100. That is so funny because actually she ranks really, really well now on TPT. And I remember searching the other day for something really generic like worksheets or math or something. And honestly, she comes up on the first page. So she is amazing now. But clearly she's obviously, like Michelle said, she's obviously really leveraging social media and email and all these different things to get people to her store. And I've shared this story many times before about how I had a worst seller that I thought was just a bad product. And then when the pin that I made for it went viral on Pinterest, that product suddenly became a bestseller. And that was really eye-opening for me. That was a real turning point in my journey to realize that sometimes you just don't rank well on TPT and the product just doesn't get seen. But you think it's bad and you think it's a terrible product and it isn't. It's just not being seen. And so when you use these outside marketing platforms, you can sort of get people to your store and give it a bit of a chance. So I have to agree, that's some really great advice. And clearly she's doing an amazing job at it because she does have a very successful Instagram and Pinterest as well. So I want to move on to our next bit of advice though. I think this one segues well though, because there is that little bit of a mention of outside marketing, but taking the pressure off that a little bit, because it can be really stressful as a seller to feel like when you're trying to learn TPT, you've also got to manage all these marketing platforms. So I quite like the perspective that you're going to hear on this one that sort of gives you permission to not try and do everything. So our next one is from Tara West. So her store was originally called Little Minds at Work, and she is incredibly successful on Teachers Pay Teachers. So this is a little bit of a fangirl moment here, just because I really think in that sort of kindergarten, first grade niche, she is killing it, doing an absolutely amazing job creating the most gorgeous resources. So her store is obviously full of great stuff, but she also has, you know, a lot of social media presence too, because she's, I know for a fact that she's got a massive like Facebook group and she's obviously got Instagram and a really successful blog and everything. But this is what she had to say. The best advice I can give is to know that not every TPT seller will be an expert in the same thing. Some will be great at making vlogs. Some will rock Instagram. Some will have a strong Facebook presence. Some will do subscriptions. Others will just create. Try not to dip into all of the things. Find what brings you the most passion and focus on just that. For me, it's creating. I love what Tara said here, because I think she is giving us that permission to not try to do it all, which I talk about all the time. I say, guys, don't spread yourself too thin. Don't try to juggle too many balls. You'll drop them all. If you try to do everything, you'll just fail at everything, you know? And I'm always saying, you know, pick that one thing, pick one or two marketing platforms. And I love that she sort of echoed a similar sentiment there and said, you know, you can just do one thing, the one thing you're passionate about. She does obviously have a few different marketing platforms herself, but you know, you don't have to do literally everything and you don't have to try and be good at literally everything. So, you know, with our previous bits of advice, they were saying, you know, it's really good to just dive into these things and it's really good to have them to get your own traffic. But I like this one because it's building on that, but saying, you know what, you can just do one if you want. And I really like that Tara actually just outright says, she's like, well, for me, actually the thing I love is the creating products. And that's clearly working for her because she's doing an amazing job in her store. And I think that's a really important takeaway I want you to have from this episode, is that the product creation is the should be the priority. It's the main thing. It's the one big thing that you should be prioritizing and doing well at, because that's the thing that's going to bring you money. And it doesn't matter how many Instagram followers you have. So prioritize that. And I know that all of the people on my episode today definitely do that. They definitely prioritize their products. I think this segues well into my next one. So my next one is, I asked Heather, well, she's actually called Hojo. So Hojo from Hojo's Teaching Adventures, or Hojo Teaches, however you might know her. Hojo, basically. She was a fellow presenter at TPT Forward as well. And she's very kindly, you know, been on the podcast in the past talking about virtual assistants. She's got a lot of knowledge to share. She's actually been around on TPT a long time. So I was really happy to have her contribute on this episode. And she said, looking back to 2009, I wish I would have put my head down and created resources. Forget about marketing for a small while and just get that store full of quality items. And while it's great to chat with other TPTers, I now realize I wasted way too much time in the TPT forums and in Facebook groups. While I can't go back in time to change things for myself, I share this with others every chance I get so that they can hopefully avoid my pitfalls. I do have to agree with Hojo on this one. I myself spend an awful lot of time mindlessly scrolling through Instagram, being in a lot of Facebook groups. But really, we all know that the most profitable thing you can do is create your products. Product creation is key. But I'm going to hone in on one thing she said I really want you to pay attention to. She said, get that store full of quality items. So that's what I want to zoom in a little bit on today and talk about what that means, because it's all good and well for me to say, hey guys, just focus on product creation, but we don't want you just churning out products for the sake of it. You know, the amount of products in your store doesn't correlate to your sales. I know it's easy to think, oh, if I've got 1,000 resources, I'll make more money, but it doesn't really work like that. It works to a certain extent. When you first start, if you've only got 3 resources, obviously you're not going to make as much money as that person that has 300. But there becomes a point, I would say, where it sort of plateaus and you can just keep adding, but you're not necessarily going to make more and more money unless what you're adding is actually quality. And there actually are people out there that have less than 100 products in their store that are making way more money than the people with 1,000. So the number of products doesn't necessarily correlate to money. It's about the quality. I would rather have one amazing quality resource that would sell every day and be a bestseller because it's really amazing than have 5 that are just really lackluster and mediocre. So when I say quality, like, what does that mean? You really want to focus on serving teachers, providing things that they truly need, not just they want, that they need, you know, solving their problems and obviously making things that are visually appealing, you know, things that actually have good quality clip art and fonts and aesthetically are pleasing and laid out correctly and everything. You know, you'll find that's a similar trend through all of the people I have that have contributed to this episode. Is yes, they might have a big email list. They probably have a successful Instagram and a Facebook group or whatever. And they've probably gradually taken those things on over the years and built those things. But ultimately, the one thing that all of these amazing women have in common is they have a store full of quality products. And at the end of the day, you know, with the people that I've got on the show today, some of them will have a slightly bigger Instagram presence. Others will be better at blogging. Others, like Tara said, we all have these different strengths. You know, others are better with Facebook, but they all have one thing in common. They all have quality products in their stores. So I guess the takeaway I want you to have from this is that you don't have to be good at Instagram. You don't have to be good at Pinterest. You don't have to be good at blogging, whatever, but you have to be good at the product creation. That should be your absolute number one priority, the most important part of your business, because it literally brings you money. And right now I could say 100% I would rather have a store full of quality products that consistently sell, you know, a really successful store, than have a few extra 1,000 followers on Instagram, or a few more impressions on Pinterest, or a couple more email subscribers. You know, ultimately, the products you have matter the most. Absolutely. So that's the thing you really, really want to prioritize. But then obviously as you grow, you can start marketing. That's okay. And like, you know, my teaching power, you know, you want to start bringing your own traffic in to boost your ranking. That's great. But like Tara said, you know, you can take it one thing at a time. You don't have to be good at everything. But yeah, oh, such good advice I'm hearing. My last one today is a super exciting one. This is a really big fangirl moment for me. And I feel like most of you will know who this person is. This one is from Deanna Jump. Now, I think it was back in like 2012 or something, maybe. She was featured in those articles about like the millionaire teacher. I remember reading that in like the Daily Mail or something. And it was, you know, the most like, I was gobsmacked I've ever been reading that and seeing, oh my goodness, there are like these teachers on this website called Teachers Pay Teachers who can make like $1 million. I was like, what? I was so shocked. And I know that that kind of shook a lot of the teaching community. And there are hundreds of us that have been inspired by Deanna because she was one of the big first successful sellers on TPT. If you haven't heard of her, well, definitely go and check her out because she's amazing. Now, she very kindly offered to contribute something to the episode. I want to read out what she said, and I really think it's the perfect way to wrap up this episode because she's just given some really amazing advice. She said, when I first started selling on TPT, products didn't have a cover, and blogging and Pinterest weren't a thing. Times have changed, so it's easy to get overwhelmed with all the things that you have to do in order to be successful. Make yourself a checklist and take it one step at a time. Create your product, then edit it carefully. Maybe take a few photos of your product in action, list it, create a pin, write a blog post, repurpose your blog post and use the content for social media and an email if you have an email list. Remember that balance is key. Don't let TPT take over your life or cause you to miss out on family time or social events. Schedule time each day to work on TPT and do your best to stick to that schedule. When I was still teaching full time, I woke up at 4:30 a.m. so that I would have 2 hours of uninterrupted time to work on TPT. I'm not a morning person, so as you can imagine, this was difficult for me, but it paid off. I don't even know where to start in terms of responding to that because there are so many golden nuggets in there. The best part, I think, was just when she said, you know, taking it one step at a time. That overwhelm is so real, especially if you've started selling recently. Because if you've been selling for years, a lot of us, you know, we worked in our stores and then we gradually took on a new platform and then we started another one. And now a lot of us have, you know, all of these big marketing platforms, but we took things on gradually. A lot of newer sellers now are starting, jumping in and feeling like they have to have all of those things from day one. And that can be immensely overwhelming. And I like that she sort of breaks it down and just says, you know, take it one thing at a time. You'll just make the product and then you'll edit it and then you'll make a pin and make yourself that checklist and don't feel like it's this big overwhelming task if you can just do things one at a time. I think that was really lovely. But the best thing she said had to have been where she talked about not letting TPT take over your life, you know, and not letting it sort of make you miss out on the really important things. I know that a lot of you listening are full-time teachers or you're busy parents. I know that running a business is just another thing on your plate, another hat to wear. And I don't want you to feel like when you get to the end of the day, you didn't have any time to spend with your family or go out and do things because it feels like all you do is work. And that's heartbreaking. So we don't want that. We want you to have a balance. So don't be shy about taking that time off from TPT if you need to and creating a really good work-life balance in what you're doing there. That is so important. And I think scheduling is a really great thing. I've always talked about having a schedule and that's really helped me. But Deanna mentioned that and talked about how she, you know, woke up each morning and did a little bit. I don't know that I could ever wake up at 4:30 a.m. That's pretty inspiring. But I know that some of you like to do that. Some of you are morning people. If you're not a morning person, though, you might be a night owl and working at 9 o'clock at night, you know, that might be your jam. You want to spend that little bit of time each day on your business, but you don't want it to take over your life. So I think balance is such an important thing. And I really like that she said that. So those are the amazing 5 teacher authors that shared their words of wisdom with me this week that I could feature on the episode. If you are listening, I am immensely grateful. So thank you for taking the time to do that. I think it has been very inspiring to hear what they had to say. I want to give a little bit of a summary of some of those takeaways. So one of the things that was mentioned a lot was really prioritizing product creation, like Hojo said, and like Tara said, you know, giving yourself permission if you just want to create products, that's okay. And ultimately, that's the most important thing. I do like how, you know, Michelle as well said, and my teaching pal, they were talking a lot about taking on those other platforms so that you can send your own traffic. But I think it's really important to remember that you don't want to take on too many things. So, you know, it's okay if you just focus on that one thing. And I really just think Deanna really wrapped up perfectly when she said, you know, to take things one step at a time and to not let it take over your life. I think that's so important. And I know so many of you listening will probably be nodding along and thinking, yes, that applies to me. I need to take that advice. So I encourage you to take that advice. I think that one of the biggest things that a lot of TPT sellers struggle with that I've noticed is just trying to manage running a business. I think that's what this episode has really been about. It's not, you know, these people aren't saying, hey, my tip is to use better fonts, you know, oh, my tip is to use this type of clip art or whatever. Yeah, their advice has been about how you manage things overall, like how you run your business. And I think that's one of the things that we all struggle with the most, finding the time to do things, trying to balance everything. Where do we spend our time? Honestly, that's one of the hardest parts. So I'm really glad that they gave some awesome advice in that area. I really hope this episode has inspired you and that it's given you a few things to think about in where you spend your time and what you're doing to grow your business. You know, what we've got here is five incredibly successful businesswomen who have created amazing Teachers Pay Teachers stores. So they obviously are very inspiring, and I hope it's given you some food for thought. But I appreciate sometimes there can just be that overwhelming pressure and you still don't quite know what you need to do, because, you know, all of our journeys are so different and it's such a personal thing running your own store. We're all in different niches. We're all doing our own thing. We've all got different amounts of time to dedicate. So I appreciate if you are still feeling a bit like, well, I don't really know what I should focus on, or I feel a bit overwhelmed. Just, you know, don't feel like you have to struggle with this alone. Whether that's, you know, you message me and ask me for some advice, or if you want to post in a Facebook group and ask others, or if you want to do one of my coaching audits or sign up for a Zoom call with me or something, you certainly can do that. I'll put a link in the show notes. Sometimes it's nice, whatever you do, whether it's with me or just another TPT friend or anyone in the community, it sometimes can be really nice to ask another person's point of view and to have someone sort of, you know, look you in the eye and tell you, well, I think you are taking on too many things, or I think you need to focus on this. So don't be shy about asking for help if you need it. But I really hope that you guys have enjoyed this episode. I feel very inspired. And I just want to wrap up again by saying massive thank you, not just to the people that contributed to this episode, which I really appreciate, but to every single one of you listening. I feel like I have made a big handful of amazing friends. I've absolutely loved creating this community and this podcast. It's so nice to connect with you. And I really feel like I do. I know that I'm sitting here and it feels like I'm talking to myself sometimes. But when you guys reach out to me and say that you've enjoyed the episode, or you message me, whatever, I know that I'm actually talking to a person. I'm talking to a human being on the other side of this. Often a very tired, very overwhelmed business owner. And I really appreciate that you choose to listen to this podcast and that you've chosen to hear what I have to say and that you're here along for the journey. I appreciate that. And I think it's so lovely. And I'm so happy to have connected with you in some way. So I hope that you have an absolutely terrific day.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Terrific Teacherpreneur. If you're enjoying the show, please feel free to rate, subscribe, and review on your preferred podcast listening platform. We really appreciate that effort. Come back for more actionable tips and helpful wisdom in the next episode with your host, Alex. Until then.